The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yevamos Daf Nunches. The Gemara on Nunches Amud Aleph quotes V'tana Tuna, our Tana learned, Amen Shleisa Tisi Arusa Unesua Shemeres Yavim Uknusa. An Isha, when she makes the Shvua, when she's a Saita in the Beis Mikdash, she has to say that she did not do an Avera when she was an Arusa or an Nesua, different stages of marriage, Shemeres Yavim Uknusa. Rashi and Tosfos on the word Shemeres Yavim Uknusa both bring the Gemara in Saita, David Chesma Beis, that discusses how it's applicable, the parasha of Saita, by Shemeres Yavim. A Shemeres Yavim is someone who's waiting to marry the Yavim, but right now she was not Mesiyabemis to him yet. The Yibum did not yet take place, and therefore she's not properly married to him. She's only a Shemeres Yavim. And the Gemara wants to prove from this, in the Saita David Ches, that Shemeres Yavim, who was Mazana with somebody else, she lived with someone else, she becomes also to the Yavim. Because if not, it would not be applicable by here the parasha of Saita. The parasha of Saita is by an Eishes Ish, that if she was Mazana with someone else, she becomes also to her husband, and the husband suspects her of being together with someone else, and that's why he brings it to the Beis Mikdash, as Kine and Stira. But by Shemeres Yavim, if she would not become Oster to the Yavim when she is with someone else, so then how would it be applicable to the parasha of Saita? So the Gemara wants to prove from this that Rav Hamnuna's member is correct, that Shemeres Yavim, who is Mazana, is actually Oster afterwards on the Yavim. Although she is not yet married to him, it's not like Eish Zish, who is Mazana under her husband, still this halach is applicable by Shemeres Yavim as well. Then the Gemara is madchal, the Gemara says, no, the halach is not like Rav Hamnuna, less Uchasel like Rav Hamnuna. And that which it says, Shemeres Yavim and Knusa, that we had brought down by us and Saita over there, Hamani Rav Akiva, it's going like Rav Akiva, the Amar, Rav Akiva says, in Kedushin types to Machai Velavin. Someone who gives Kedushin to someone, to an Isha who is also named with a Lav, Kedushin are not Chal. The Kedushin do not take effect. Umashvilaki Erva. Rav Akiva treats Chai Velavin as an Erva. And this comes up in other places of Shas, in Shas as well. The Rav Akiva is of the opinion that Chai Velavin have the din of an Erva. And if someone gives Kedushin to an Isha who is also to him as a Chai Velavin, the Kedushin do not take effect. They are not Chal. For example, Yisroel is not allowed to marry a Mamzeris, a Mamzer is not allowed to marry Bas Yisroel, and this is only Chai V'Lavim. So here, a Shemeres Yavim, she is also to marry other people other than the Yavim, only with a Lav. Rav Akiva treats this like an Erva, and therefore she becomes also on him, and therefore there's a parasha of Saita if he suspects her of being with someone else. And the Rabbanan, who feel that it's not treated like an Erva, and if someone else would make the Kedushin would be Chal, would be Toifis, the Kedushin would take effect if someone else would give her Kess of Kedushin. According to them, it would not be applicable to the Parashah of Saita by a Shemeres Yavim, that the Yavim suspected her of being with someone else. Now where is there halachic nafkamina, halachic ramifications of this machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan in our halacha l'maaseh today? The Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan have a machlekes of Kedushin as Toifis by Chai V'Lavin. And most people would not be over such an avera, they would not be involved with Chai V'Lavin anyway. A Kohen would never marry a Grusha, a Yisrael would never marry someone who would be known to be a Mamzeris. Where do we have a modern day application of this halacha? So one place could be as follows. The halacha is that one is not allowed to be Mesiachid with anyone who is an Erva to him. It appears in Evan Ezra Simach of Beis, we discussed it a little bit in the previous year on Afnan Zayin. Issa Yichud, v'mi also the Siachid. Issa of Yichud, and with who one is not allowed to be Siachid. And the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, Simach of Beis, Sif Aleph, also the Siachid is also to have Yichud, im Erva me Arayis, if anyone is the Erva from the Arayis, be the Kena, be Yilada, whether she's old or young, she's over there, Garim Legal is the Erva, it brings to the Chas V'Shalom, to the Issa of Gilei Arayis. And that's the Issa of Yichud, min HaTorah. Now, Kishira Mais Amnam and Tamar, the Machaber says in Sif Beis, when the story of Amnam and Tamar took place, Gozer Dovid Beis Dinai, Dov and his Bezdin, they made a Gzira, they made a decree, Al Yichud Penuya, that should be also to have Yichud even with a girl who's a Penuya who's not married. Alf Bishena Erva, even though she's not an Erva, Bechal Yichud Arayasi, she's included in Yichud Arayas. Vishama Vehilo, Gozer Yichud Kusis, Shaman Hilo made a Gzira, that one's not allowed to have Yichud with a Goyish woman, Nimsa Komas Yachanim Isha, anyone that has Yichud with any woman, she also has Yachanim, while he's not with Yach with her, Ben Yisraelis, Ben Kusis with a Yiddish lady or a Goyish lady. And we announce it, that we don't announce it, but after all said and done, there's an Isra of Yichud with anyone besides one's wife, and certain immediate relatives are mutter, with a daughter, or with a mother, or with a sister in most cases. But some cases are the Osar deraisa from the Torah, and some cases are derabbanan. The cases are deraisa, the Isra of Yichud with someone who's an Erva. Now what about Chai V'Lavin? Well, if someone is not an Erva, she's not an Ishas Ish, and she's an Isha who's not married, and she's not even an Nida, she knows that she's Tar, but she's also Chai V'Lavin. let's say a kohen with a grusha. Is a kohen also a teret avichu with a grusha or with a rabbanon? Now it's certainly also because it's included in issa d'rabbanon. But do we say that it's only issa d'rabbanon because not real erva, or is it an issa d'raisa? So the prisha over here in Simcha Beis, he says b'chayv lavan there is issa d'raisa. And the Bishmul quotes, and the Bishmul says the same thing, that the Issa Yichud applies, V'chal ha-ra'is nichol chai v'lavan. Chai v'lavan are included in the ra'is, that they have the Issa Yichud ma'atera, chakos the prisha, and so says the prisha. In other words, the only time that the Issa Yichud is only drabonan is a case where theoretically, if he wanted, he could marry her. So there, the Torah does not ask for the Yichud, because anyway, they could just marry each other. But in a case where they're also to get married to each other, whether it's a real erva, it's v'chal the parasha of Gilei Ra'is, or it's only Chai V'Lavin, the Isser is Matar. This is the opinion of the Prisha and the Bishmul. And the Michas Chinuch, in the mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches, has a big arichus to discuss this. He has many questions based on different shittas that the Rabbim has, if it's possible for this shittas Acharenim to be true. And Michas Chinuch tries to defend the shittas of Acharenim. And this is one side in Acharenim. There's another side, there's another way of thinking in Acharenim, that the Isser Yichud Matar is only by real arise. Like Michas Chinuch points out that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is actually the Lashon of the Rambam, it's really the Lashon of the Gemara, is that it's also to misyak with the Erva may arise, with someone who's one of the Arayis. Arayis implies someone who's a real Erva from the Pasha of Pasha Zachrenas, Pasha Kedoshim, not Chai V'Lavin, not like a Kohen with a Grusha, or Yisroel with a Mamzeris. The Kiryas Sefer, that's the Perish of the Rabbit, on the Rambam, he goes with this opinion, he says as follows, also this Yachidim Erva may arise, this is Nukos Yisroel, be a Perikov Beis, it's also to have Yichud with any Erva from the Arayis, Dov is a Gerim, the Galus Erva, this brings the Gila Arayis. This is Zemid Pia Kabbalah, Ramzu Alamikro, Chazal Gaf from the Pasuk, the Sivki, Sisko, Chicha, Ben Yimecha, Chem Ben Ein Mases, Ben Av Ein Mases, he brings the whole Drosha the Gemara makes, and then he says, of also this Yachan, the Kol Raish of the Torah, it's also to Messiah with any Raish of the Torah. The Yichud Raish is also Torah. Yichud of Raish is what the Torah says also. Of a Yichud B'chai V'Lavin, near the Loy Osmid Raish, of a Yichud B'chai V'Lavin, near Loy Osmid Raish, it's not Osmid Raish. The Raish, the Vedumim, the Aim with the Golic Cross. This is the Drosha is talking about the Pesach Mother. So therefore, the Torah only asks, is a Raish similar to a mother, to Osmid Raish. She goes to Dovin the Beis Dina, Yichud Panuya, when Dovin is best, they made it zero to forbid you having Yichud with a Panuya, with a girl who's not married yet. Afula Yichud the Panuya goes through, they made it zero even on Yichud with a Panuya, who's eligible to get married, theoretically, the man could turn around and marry her. Koshkin Yichud the Chai V'Lavin the Gozer Lim. Certainly it's included in this zero, in this decree, the one's not allowed to have Yichud the Chai V'Lavin. So the Kiryas Sefer is of the opinion that Yichud the Chai V'Lavin is only Drabon. Now, what would be halachic nafkamina to us? Either way, the Isser Chai V'Lavin are also with Yichud. It makes a difference if it's Deraisa or Drabonon, that we have to know now if Chai V'Lavin are considered an Erva, not considered an Erva. So, obviously, one Afkamina, like by all the cases where we don't know if it's Deraisa or Drabonon, one Afkamina would be by Sofik. That Loch is Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, and Sofik Drabon L'Kula. If we're not sure if a certain case falls under the Isser Yichud, so if it's a case where we're contemplating Yichud Deraisa, so then we're going to have to machmer on the Sofik, take the more stringent side. And if it's a case where the Yichud, at worst, would be Yichud Rabban, if it's considered a halachically forbidden form of Yichud, so then we're going to be Mekel on the Sofik. It's a case where there's a Sofik, we could be lenient. And indeed, Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Tshuva says that by Yichud Araisa on the Sofik, we have to go to Chumrah, but Yichud Rabban on the Sofik, we can go to Kula. Now, that would be any case of Sofik that would come up, but there's actually one exact case in which we could find that there's a difference by halacha amongst Pleiskim today between Yichud Araisa and Yichud Rabban. One of the terim, one of the aces to get around the problem of Yichud, is Pesach Pesuch L'Rishas Rabim. It comes from the Gemara in the end of Kedushin. Now, if there's a door open to Rishas Rabim, so then there's no problem of Yichud if the man and woman are together inside. Now, what's considered Pesuch L'Rishas Rabim? What's considered open? Does open mean the door has to actually be open, properly open? Or does open just mean it's not locked? If the door is locked, it's obviously not Pesuch L'Rishas Rabim. If the door is open, obviously it is Pesuch, it's open. But let's say the door is closed, but not locked. What's the lock on that case? So there's a Tshuva Rebbe Kveger, where he brings the Beis Meir, the first is a letter from the Beis Meir to Rebbe Kveger, and then it's printed Rebbe Kveger's letter back. Both the Beis Meir and Rebbe Kveger, they seem to understand that the Dover Pasha, that as long as the door is not open, there is a problem of Yichud. Pesach Pesul Shrab means the door is actually open. But they both have to grapple with the Shvar Loshna Rajba, and the Rajba seems to say that a closed door is already not a problem of Yichud. And the Pashtus, that's the Lashon of the Rashba. The Beis Meir and the Kveger, the Magia, they changed Lashon of the Rashba. They say that this is a mistake, a printing mistake in the Rashba. And according to the correct Girsa, the Rashba never says it. But the Girsa we have, that the other Achaim had in the Rashba, seems to say straight out that as long as the door is not locked, it already has the Heter, already has the leniency of Pesach Pesul Shesrabim, and there's no problem of Yichud. Now, and the Arachim goes like this, the Binyan Siyan goes like this, and the Binyan Siyan says that as long as the door is not locked, there's no problem of Yichud. He says otherwise it would be very hard to get out of the problems of Yichud. It's not practical to leave the door open. As long as the door is not locked, he says it's good enough. The Chaznish was also of this opinion. The Chaznish also felt that as long as the door is not locked, that's already good enough. And it's not included in the Isser of Yichud. There's a letter from the Chaznish about it, and it's also quoted from the Stipler in Karen de Igrisa, quotes the Sheet of the Chaznish, and the Chaznish's opinion was Yemeko. The Chaznish says in his letter, as long as there's what to worry, that someone might come in at any time, ain't the Malcolm say so. It's not considered the private place that there should be an Isser Yichud. For he knew if he's then, based on this, would see the Pesach of Surah Shirab, and Ayri, Akulu Batuach, even if he's convinced, that no one's going to walk in. There's no one around who he knows who would barge in on his house. No one's coming into him. It's a natural thing that person is scared of the public. He's scared of other people. So as long as the door is not locked, according to this opinion, as long as the door is not locked, there's no problem with Yichud because you haven't had to pass up a Surah Shirab. Now it's important to know that the Hefter Pesach Surah Shirab only applies during daytime hours or the beginning of the evening when there are people out in the streets. If it's a time of night and no one goes out in the middle of the night, then there's no Hefter Pesach Surah Shirab at all. We're discussing during the, and each place will be different based on what time people go out in that area, until what time of night they have the Hefter Pesach Surah Shirab. We're discussing during the daytime or the early evening hours, does Pesach Surah Shirab require the door to actually be open, like the opinion of the Beis Meir and Rukveger, or is it good enough that it's just not locked? Even if it's not actually open, like the Pashtus, that would be the Girsa we have in the Rashba, like the Binyan Tzion Paskins, that seems to be the opinion of the Chazanish. So this is something which is not clear about Lachos. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he made a Hakra, and he says that it depends if it's Yichud Deraisa or Yichud Derabanan. If it's Yichud Deraisa, and there's a Shiloh of Issa Deraisa, then the door should have to actually open. If the door is not actually open, one should not be Mekel, and one should be worried there is a problem of Yichud, and you have to find a different Eitza to resolve the problem of Yichud. However, if the Yichud is only Yichud Rabbanan, so then it's good enough, but then we can make all on the opinions are more make all about this, more lenient, and it's good enough as long as the door is not locked. It doesn't have to actually be open. Now the classical case of Yichud Rabbanan is a case where even if the Isha is an Erev, if there's two Nashim, that's already is Yichud Rabbanan. Yichud Rais is one man with one woman. Once it's one man with two women, it's already only Yichud Rabbanan. But the way we were explaining, there are opinions in Achrem, the Kir Sefer, Chinuch points out, this is actually the Mashmoyis of the Lashon of Gemara, and the Lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that by Chai V'Lavin, it would not be considered Yichud Araisa, and even if it's one man with one woman, by Chai V'Lavin, it would only be Yichud Arbonan, and not Yichud Araisa. Therefore, it would be sufficient if the door is not locked. As long as the door is not locked, that would be good enough, and we would have the Heter of Pesach Pesuch Sarabim. It would be as if it's open, since we're only discussing Yichud Arbonan. So if you have a case of a man who's being misyachid together, he's alone in the house together with the woman, and this woman is actually, not married, she's not erev, much not nida deraisa, but let's say it's a kohen with a grusha. Or maybe a more common example is someone has cleaning up in the house, he has a goyish cleaning lady, or he has a baby nurse in his house, he has a goyish woman taking care of things in his house. And we said that Kusis is one of the examples of something that's Darbana, that Shaman Hill or Geyser, they decree that there should be Yichud by the Kusis, but really the Torah, the Reis is no as the Yichud of the Kusis. So then, one would be able to be Mako based on the fact that the door is not locked, it would not have to be open. Now here is where there will be a difference if you hold like a Rekiva or not like a Rekiva. By a Kohen with a Grusha, or by Yisrael with a Mamzeris, with a Chai V'Lavin, it's also in the Torah as Chai V'Lavin. So according to the opinion of Rebbe Kiva, the Chai V'Lavin is treated like an Erva, it would seem that everyone would agree that according to Rebbe Kiva, over Yichud Araisa, and the door would have to actually be open. Since we pass like the Rabbanan and not like Rebbe Kiva, the Loch is that Kedushan Artov is B'Chai V'Lavin, and Chai V'Lavin did not have a status of Erva, so then we have the opinion of these Achronim, the Kiryas Sefer, and others, that Chai V'Lavin are only considered Yichud Rabbanan, and then we Samech on the Achrov, Rebbe Yankov Kamenetsky, that is good enough if the door is unlocked. It doesn't have to actually be open. In any case, a case which is definitely Yichud Rabbanan, the case of a Kusis, a case of a Goyish woman, and there will be Yichud Rabbanan, and it's sufficient for the door not to be locked. It does not have to actually be open. The question only arises if you have a Goyish woman who's married, or if she has a marriage over here, does not mean a legal civil marriage, but it means if she has a committed relationship with one man, so then she would have a status of Eishes Ish, according to the Isser of Vadovak Be'ishtoi, Vlei Be'ishes Chaveroi, that even Goyim have such a commandment of Vadovak Be'ishtoi, they should stay with their own wife, now the Eishes Chaveroi, now with someone else's wife. It is a concept of Eishes Chaveroi, even by Goyim. And although this is not one of the arayis, it's not even a law, it's only Isser Essay. Michas Chinuch says that since it's an essay, it falls under the same category as Chai V'Lavin, in regards to the Machlokes Achronim, whether Chai V'Lavin have Yichud Araisa Drabbanan. And Michas Chinuch says that according to the Prisha and the Beis Shmuel, there would be Yichud Araisa by a Goyish woman who is married to someone. Mashenkin, according to other opinions, let's say according to the opinion of the Kiryas Sefer, it would be considered Yichud Rabbanan. So a Goyish woman who is not married, that definitely qualifies as Yichud Rabbanan. Any case of one man with two women qualifies as Yichud Rabbanan, and in such cases, it would be sufficient for the door just not to be locked. Mashenke, in the case of Yichud Araisa, there the door has to actually be open. Cases of Chayv Lavin, like a Kohen with a Grusha, or like Yisrael with Mamzeres, or a man with a Goyish woman who's actually married, that would be totally Machlikas, and Machlikas in Achrenim, if that's called Yichud Araisa, or if that's considered Yichud Rabon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.